Well, here we are at the communion table, the table of the Lord, as it has been called, this table of grace. I'm excited this morning at this table to do this communion with you all. As in that 25th verse of Romans 3 says, whom God has set before his face forever to be a helasterion, the place where he meets us. The Ethiopic uses a cognate word of our word, icon. And icons became part and parcel and still are very much a part of the Orthodox Church. Now, the icon is not worshiped, but what the icon represents, the substance. These elements at this table are not, as some teach, to be worshiped. What they cause to be remembered, their substance, is what we are to remember and worship and glory in. This cup of wine and this piece of broken bread are supposed to draw to our mind's eye what or who they represent, and they represent Jesus. And that phrase that follows, through faith in his blood. As I explained earlier, dual meaning, both our faith in his blood and God's faith in his blood. I found it most appropriate, a reading from Charles Spurgeon. In fact, it's a reading for tonight. And he takes a phrase out of the book of Genesis, the 9th chapter, the 15th verse, and he says, and I will remember my covenant. I want to read. Spurgeon says, mark the form of the promise. God does not say, and when ye shall look upon the bow, and ye shall remember my covenant, then I will not destroy the earth. But it is gloriously put, not upon our memory, which is fickle and frail, but upon God's memory, which is infinite and immutable. The bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant. Oh, it is not my remembering God, it is God's remembering me, which is the ground of my safety. It is not my laying hold of his covenant, but his covenant's laying hold on me. Glory be to God. the whole bulwark or foundation or buildings, I'm adding, of salvation are secured by divine power, and even the minor towers, which we may imagine might have been left to man, are guarded by almighty strength. Even the remembrance of the covenant is not left to our memories, for we might forget, but our Lord cannot forget the saints whom he has graven on the palms of his hands. It is with us as with Israel in Egypt. The blood was upon the lintel and the two side posts. But the Lord did not say, when you see the blood, I will pass over you. But when I see the blood, I will pass over. My looking to Jesus brings me joy and peace. But it is God's looking to Jesus which secures my salvation. And that of all his elect. Since it is impossible for our God to look at Christ Spurgeon says, our bleeding surety. No, folks. He died once and for all and said it was finished. God looks at the finished work. He looks at the hilasterion. It is impossible for our God to look at Christ, our surety, and then to be angry with us for sins already punished in him. No, it is not left with us even to be saved by remembering the covenant. There is. Now, you know, bear with me for a moment. There is no Lindsay Woolsey here. Lindsay Woolsey was a popular fabric back in Spurgeon's day. It was a combination of linen and wool. You know, part of this and part of that. No! Not a single thread of the creature mars the fabric. It's all of God. It is not of man, neither by man, but of the Lord alone. We should remember the covenant, and we shall do it through divine grace. But the hinge of our safety does not hang there. It is God's remembering us, not our remembering him. And hence the covenant is an everlasting covenant. At this communion table, we are to, as Jesus instructed, remember him. And in that remembering of him, we understand it's not even our remembering, but it is God's remembering of that which he set before his face forever. And by these icons, the cup of wine, the broken bread, we look through them unto Jesus. And we take this bread. That we might remember that he healing is available because it is declared that with his stripes we were healed. But not even left to our fickle and frail remembrance. God remembers. And to him be the glory forever. And we take this bread. Remembering Jesus and what he has done. And say to God words he loves to hear with all trust and confidence, with all faith, that with his stripes we were healed. Take it in Jesus. And we take the cup. This icon. This thing that causes us to remember Jesus and what he did as God, who, of whom it is declared that God has set Jesus before his face forever to be the place. Where he meets us. And being set forever before his face, God remembers. There is our surety. There is our. There is our hope. There is our faith. There is the love of God and his grace forever demonstrated. Take it in Jesus. Take it. Amen in God. Having our no doubt, touching God's no doubt. In Jesus. Amen.